You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. What is the purpose of your soul? What is the purpose of being here? Why are we here? Why are you here? What is the point? There might be moments in your life where you feel broken. You feel stuck. Maybe there's moments that you feel on top of the world. Everything is lined up. Everything is working out. And then something comes crashing down again. And then you reassess. And then it goes back up. And then it comes back down. It's this ebb and flow, right? It's this, what in the hell are you doing? What in the hell am I doing? What are we all doing? So, as I tap in, I'm going to get some answers for these questions. What's the point of the soul? What is the point of the soul? What is the point of the soul? It is to give you life. It is to give you life. It is for you to experience this moment as a human being. And what do human beings love to do? They love to create. They love to manifest. They love to enjoy life. They love to connect. They love to be with their loved ones. They love to help. They love to heal. They love to feel empowered. They love to feel purposeful. And that is the simplest answer that you can come up with. There's more to it. What do you love to do? What do you love to do? How do you love expressing yourself? That is your purpose, right there. It can be a multitude of things. It doesn't have to be one thing. You can think of it as a topic or a genre or a chapter in the book or a book itself. You can begin to visualize it as maybe the rainbow. Let's use symbolism. How can you express yourself with the symbolic meaning of a rainbow? There's all different colors. It shows up at certain times, after it rains. It shows up when you're watering the plants, when you're feeding the earth. Rainbows show up when you're feeling doubtful. They help you feel hopeful. Rainbows are here to guide you, to give you reassurance. They're here to show you the mass abundance of our reality. This colorful orb just seems to appear out of nowhere. And yes, scientifically, we can explain why the rainbow shows up. But isn't it more than that? Isn't it beyond just the science? Yes, the science helps us understand it, but it's more than that. So, how would you like to envision your soul? It's this entity that's a part of you. It gives you life. It gives you a sense of joy, because without the soul, then something begins to die, or it is dead. It is not active. It's not breathing. It's not a state of consciousness. It is hard. It is dead. So the soul moves. The soul moves beyond the body. It is what gives you life. So feed your soul with what feeds your soul. That is where you will feel most abundant. You will feel the happiest. And oftentimes when we feel happy, we feel ashamed. We feel guilty. How can I be so happy? How can this be so easy for me when I look around and someone else is struggling? When the world is struggling, when there's hurt, there's pain, there's horror in the world. It's hard. This is the human experience. This is the human experience. It's here to actually help your soul, to expand your soul, to grow, expand, to understand that you are this light source. You are the rainbow. You are what the rainbow is made out of. So how do you manage both of these things? How do you manage feeling happy and joyful by following your soul and yet living as a human, being within this experience of materialism and denseness and emotions and misunderstandings and thoughts and blah, 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 blah. They all get in the way. Simply recognizing that this is part of the human experience. These emotions, these achievements, this compare, contrast, this socialism, this communism, this consumerism, all of these things, this is all part of the human experience. And if it wasn't for your soul, you wouldn't be experiencing being a human. So, in a way, it's a good thing, even the things that are hurtful and hard to experience. It's recognizing them, and the more that you shine your light by following what makes your soul happy, the brighter you will get and the more healing you will be able to offer others, those people that you see that are hurting. Because essentially, at the very end of the day, as a human, you can really only control what you're feeling. You can only control what you're experiencing. And yes, some things happen outside of our control, right? But that's what makes us who we are. That's what gives us this perspective. This is what gives us the strengths, our natural gifts. The brighter that you shine your light by following what your soul is calling you to do, that is essentially helping others. That is what is connecting all of us. That is what we are manifesting in the highest form. So please, please, please be mindful of what really makes you happy. I know that is a mundane question sometimes. One of my best friends, I'm so tired of hearing, well, what makes you happy? Yes, but dig deeper. What does your soul need? It's not always happiness, right? Sometimes it needs to shed something in order to make the space to grow. I said this once earlier, and I'm trying to remember it. It's when something goes, it gives you the space to grow. So it's not always, you know, rainbows, right? There's sorrow, there's pain, there's heartache. All of this is also essential as well. It's essential because it gives us the compassion for not only others, but for ourselves as well. This isn't to deny these emotions that are happening or to deny this pain. We can recognize it, we can see it, we can feel it. We don't want to deny it, we don't want to ignore it. We want to feel it, we need to experience it. This is part of the human experience. And this is what our soul has given us. Our soul has given us this human experience. It needs us to experience this. So dig deep. experience these feelings. Let something go. Make the room for your soul to grow. Because as you do, this doesn't mean that something bad is never going to happen again, or something scary is never going to happen again, or something sad is never going to happen again. Of course it will, you know. But I would say 80% of life, I don't know, is and can be of happiness. It really can be of joy. Because when you allow yourself to do the thing that sparks this joy in you, that gives you this happiness, that lights you up, that invokes this spirit within you, the more that you can share this light with others, the more that you can inspire others, the more that you can lift others, the more that you can help others heal. Not only that, but you're healing yourself by doing so. That's essentially the goal of the soul, is to become this pure light. This pure light. Now, as a human, that might not be possible. 100%, right? The soul doesn't even think in numbers, really. But as a human, I'm trying to explain this to help understand. But that's how you move forward. And it's probably going to be hard. You might have to let things go. You might have to shed some things. You might have to get rid of things. But this is making the space for your soul to soar, the space for you to grow. And with that, there is the space that helps you manifest what it is that you're dreaming of, you're wanting. I have an online environment called The Space specifically for your soul. Because as a psychic medium and a channel for healing and a licensed school teacher, I've combined these traits that I love, who I am. This is what makes me who I am, plus so many other things. But I've created this space, the space, to help you manifest, to help you create, to help you let go, to shed, to heal, to step fully into this soul of yours, to help you recognize it, to help others, essentially, to connect, to communicate, to express. If you're interested, you can head on over to my website, tabithastitt.com/the space. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because I was not planning on talking about that at all. Actually, from the very get-go, I've been in a very light trance state. But spirit works that way. God, consciousness, source, light works that way. When there is something that is necessary to help us, we're all here helping ourselves and helping one another. Hence, the self-help psychic. You have so many beautiful gifts to share with the world. There's no doubt in my mind at all. Begin to just explore, adventure out. Think about the topics that you're interested in. Think about what you're so naturally good at that you probably don't even recognize that you're good at it. Think about the things that bring you joy, that is happiness. Those are the starting points. Those are the continuing points. Those are the restarting points. Those are the resetting points to work with. And as you step into these adventures and these self-discovery traits and explorations, the more that you will feel lighter, the more that you will ignite this light within you over and over again, and the more that you would just naturally be helping the world heal, the passions, the things that you love. You can't always control others, but you can help yourself, and that's all there is to it. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, Continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.